Hello.
Hello.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, good evening.
Good evening. Well, welcome back to Two Impossible. It's Rashawn.
And Miss Melanie.
How's your day?
It was okay. Not too busy, but I think I'm coming down with a cold, so that's not fun.
I am getting over one.
Yeah. I do not like being sick.
No one does.
So I'm hoping it will dissipate quickly or not come at all, but at the moment it feels like a bad cold is coming, so I'm
Hopefully.
looking forward to taking a nice warm shower and going to take a nice nap. Since I don't really sleep, like I don't know what's I guess it's insomnia, but like I don't sleep for more than like 4 hours at a time. Like it's impossible for my body to do that for some reason.
So you're Batman.
Yes, I'm Batgirl. Or Batwoman,
Yeah, because that's as much as Batman sleeps is about 3 to 4 hours only.
yeah, man, he's got crime to fight, I guess.
You got crime to fight as well, apparently.
Well,
On the main
I think the
street.
real reason that Batman doesn't sleep is because of the psychological problems that he has, but nobody ever wants to talk about that.
True, we do not.
Oh man, Batman needs a hug, but you know, whatever. Are you watching the new Batwoman show?
I've only seen episode one. I have to watch the other two, but I liked episode one so far. It was good.
Yeah, I know we were talking about last week that I was gonna think about watching it, but I might wait till the season's over and watch it all in one go.
You have to get HBO Max for that one.
HBO Max.
Yeah, that's where it's going.
Oh goodness. I can't do it. So you saw the news, right? That Verizon is giving all of its users free Disney Plus for a year.
Yep.
I was so upset because I already pre-ordered Disney Plus.
Yeah, no, you're good. It stacks on.
Oh, well then. Okay.
Yeah, it'll stack onto it. I just saw that article on Yahoo about it, and it'll stack on if you had already pre-ordered the like 3 year thing. So it's like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh, well, that makes me feel a whole lot better because I was a little perturbed. I was like, wait a minute. If you telling me if I had waited, I would have gotten it. But if they're just going to stack it on, then that's cool. That's cool. All right. I like that. I like that. I listen, November 12th cannot get here soon enough for me.
I just needed to hurry up because I know November 12th is first episode of Mandalorian, then November 15th will be the second one, then from there I gotta wait a week every week for a new Star Wars episode.
Hey man, that's how regular TV works.
Don't want regular TV, I want binging.
No binging. I shouldn't
Binging.
say that because last week we talked about watching Raising Dion, and we were only gonna watch the first two episodes to see how we liked it. And yeah, so I watched all of the episodes.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't. I only watched 2.5 episodes.
Well, see, look at you. You still did 2.5. You didn't stop either. We were supposed to stop at two, and I could not. And the part of the reason I couldn't is because I'd read some articles about it and seen some people's take on it, and then I started watching it, and I was like, no, those articles were wrong. But I will wait until you are caught up to go into more. What did you think about the first two episodes?
They are slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'm like a mile a minute. I'm like, come on, like, pick up pace. I'm like, this is a really, really, really slow show. I'm like,
I think part of the reason is everyone, I think a lot of people, so the premise of the show is like, what if, the premise of the show is basically the Superman story, but from Martha Kent's viewpoint, right? So, you know, raising a superhero and what all that entails. And I think because it's more a drama than it is a superhero story, I think the slowness puts you off, but they're doing character development.
I get it, but I'm like,
you're ready for some action. You want some whiz bang. I get it. I understand. But I think, I don't know. I feel like all of the actors are doing a really great job. So John Ritter's son's character, I don't know what his real name is. John Ritter's son's character bugged me from episode one.
I don't mind his character.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, I didn't... I was not a really... I felt he was a little pushy. I felt he... I don't know. Obviously, there's more to the story about, you know, him being her husband's best friend and their relationship probably not being on that same level. And now that the husband's gone, you know, they've bonded over the fact that he's the godson, the godfather. But I don't know. From the beginning, he bugged me, and as the episodes go on, I mean episode two, I don't know, I feel, you know what bothers me the most is her sister.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about, because
like, why would you not, like, I just feel like she, like, okay, so it sucks that she lost her job, and it sucks that she, sorry, spoiler alerts if you haven't seen episode one and two of Raising the it's been like a month now though, so you should have watched it if you were gonna. I just don't feel like her sister's being as supportive as she could be, even though she says that she is. And I mean, to immediately just like write someone off who's like coming to you and obviously looks scared and like concerned, I don't know, like, I feel like, I mean, then I think about, how would you react if like I came to you and I was like, oh my god, you know, my sister is showing superpowers, would you believe me?
I think you're on drugs.
Okay. All right. Not disputing that I am or not. Just kidding. I'm not. But you would think I was crazy if I said that my sister could move things with her mind.
I'm going to be like this. I need to see proof before we go any further. If there is no proof.
But the thing is, you would ask for proof though, right? You wouldn't just be like, no, I'm crazy. You'd be like, oh, show me, right?
Yeah, I need to see proof.
Okay, but like, her sister didn't even ask for proof. She was just like, nah, like, you're stressed out, blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Like, I feel like, up is down. I would be like, show me.
True.
That's all. So I don't know. Like, I feel like she needs more support. Like, she's really doing this by herself. So I felt for her. I really did. So, I mean, I think they did a good job of the writing. Now I kind of feel like I'm interested in going and reading the comic book and seeing what...
I'm not sure if it's even that long. I thought it was like maybe like it's like a really short comic series or something else. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I just wanted to see how different the comic is from what they put on screen.
I feel like they're going to go more of like what this story is with the show than the comic ever did or something, because I'm not sure how long it is.
Mm.
I gotta see.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. I think my book club that I have, Chimera Readers, one of the themes we're gonna do next year is graphic novels, and so if they have this in a press book, then I might pick that and read it as our story. So that's cool. The other thing I did not get a chance to watch this week, but was all up on the timelines, was Watchmen.
I did not watch Watchmen yet.
Okay, either. So I have that on my agenda to watch this weekend, because I'm hearing lots of stuff. I know Regina is going to kill it, so I'm excited. But yeah, I didn't get a chance to watch that, but I'm excited about that. What else have you been watching?
I've been watching The Arrow and Flash. I'm gonna try to catch up on Black Lightning.
You love you some DC.
No, I just love those shows.
I mean, you really already listed 4 DC shows. And how long have you been watching the Flash? Isn't it on season like 4 or something?
It's on season 6. Arrow is on season 8.
Yeah, so you're embedded. You are a DC fan.
I am a comic fan. Comic book property fan.
Got you. So as a comic book property fan, you must be. How are you feeling about all these old school directors with their negative commentary about the Marvel machine?
They need to shut the fuck up.
Wow. Language. Captain America would not be pleased with you. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Yeah, I get it.
Bob Iger just told them, says they need to stop their bitching.
So I think, and I saw this take online too, and it's my take as well. These guys are complaining the same way about what movies have turned into in their eyes. The same way people complained about their movies, because when Scorsese and I forget what the other guy's name is, when they came out with their gangster movies and their more grittier filming and their darker tones, it was a stark contrast to the like westerns that were and musicals that were like running movie theaters in the 50s and 60s. So, I mean, times change. Like, I think part of the reason they're really pissed is because people aren't like clamoring to have their things filmed. Like, I'm not gonna give you $50 million to shoot, you know, some drama when I want to make a return of whatever, because they know that those movies, dramas, rom-coms, and family films are probably going to do better on the small screen with Netflix, with your streaming services. And I mean, I don't know why. I think it's the perfect time for Netflix to really step up and be like, we're a viable option for your independent films. Because I mean, that's where I watch the stuff where I want a little more heart. I shouldn't say a little more heart. What bothers me the most about the comments is when they say things like these movies don't have substance, which is not true.
The issue there is that they've never seen them.
Right.
Like,
right.
And it's more of like, Martin Scorsese with his first comment was like, fine, I could deal with his first comment, but when he kept going,
doubling down. Mm-hmm.
And tripling down, then Coppola coming in talking
Coppola,
about
Coppola, yes, Coppola. So that's you know what bothered me about Coppola? I want his nephew, Mr. Cage, to like be like, look, I've been in some superhero movies and that's acting. So if I wasn't acting in a film or cinema, what was I doing? But whatever. He need to talk to his uncle.
True.
Like, I want to be like, Nick, what's up? Go talk to your uncle. You've been in like 3 superhero films. Sir, please tell him what's up.
And Coppola himself, I'm like, I think he directed what, Jack?
What's Jack about?
The Robin Williams movie, I believe.
Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he's like big? I mean, he's like growing too fast?
No, I gotta look through Coppola's filmography again. But I'm like, even him, like, you've directed some movies. I'm like, come on, man. Like you're not, like, you directed The Godfather, Godfather 2. Like you've directed quality movies. But
yeah, that is the one where Robin Williams is like a kid who grows too fast. So like by the time he graduates from college, he's like 80.
Yeah. So I'm like, you've done movies differently and everything else like that, but I'm like, you've had your time of the cinema and everything else like that. This is a new generation of cinema. But it's just like back in the day when people complained about Steven Spielberg and Jaws and all that stuff. So I'm like, we've gone through this through every generation of like film, music, people like, oh, back in my day, the music was like this or something else like that. I'm like, we go through this all the time, but it's just at this point, I'm like, they're just like, they're old men yelling at clouds.
Yes, it's old man yells at cloud. Get off my lot. Yeah, I want to be like, look, how are you guys? Are you guys vying for Disney to give you a Marvel film to film? Like, what is this about? Like, I really, like I said, I really think it's because they probably pitched some movie and the movie theaters were like, I mean, the movie houses were like, we want something with a little more zing bang. And they were probably pissed about it. Like, relax, dude.
No, you're exactly right, because The Irishman.
Right. He had a grovel to Netflix, and now he's mad.
No, he didn't have to grovel Netflix. Netflix would gladly take it, because they know it's an Oscar. It's an Oscar.
No, what I mean is, like, he didn't want to make a Netflix film. He wanted to make here's the thing, though. I think...
No one's going to give him the money.
Right.
It's $150
million. Right. It's too much money for a drama, sir. Why so much money?
Because he wanted to use the de-aging technology that Marvel really revolutionized.
Listen, tell it.
So I'm like, he's going to do the de-aging process for his movie. It's cost $160 million. But I'm like, no one's going to see it because it's 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Nobody wants to see a three-hour drama. Unless it's Harry Potter, and then okay.
I'm like this. I'm the type of person, like, if it's good, I'll go to a theater and see it.
Yes,
but yes. It's 3 hours and 30 minutes. I'm gonna see it on Netflix. I would like to see it in theaters, but there's no intermission, so I'm gonna go see it on Netflix.
Why? Because you got a small bladder. You can't just sit for 3 hours.
I can sit for 3 hours.
Are you sure? Well, actually, you should. Here's the thing. I don't understand why anybody would complain about longer movies when y'all sit and binge 12 episode hour long shows in one sitting. Or like, you know, like, I don't understand. You should be fine with a 3 hour movie.
I can pause.
You want the control of being able to stop the film. Back in the day, they used to have an intermission. I think we need to bring the intermission back.
Internationally, they do intermissions. Avengers Endgame had an intermission internationally because theaters do that internationally.
I think that's a good idea. I'm on board I'm really on board. I'm really here for the intermission. Because I think back to like some of my favorite movies, which are musicals, that are like 3.5 hours long because they're musicals. Not just because they're musicals, but like they made big budget, huge films that cost lots of money for the time and were long. And you had to have an intermission and nobody's going to sit for a 4 hour movie. But you're right. I think that they should bring that to the States because people would do it. You know what? Look, Star Wars is coming out and the trailer dropped and we'll talk about this more in a second. I mean, if they made that movie 4 hours long, people would still go see it.
I kind of wanted, it's 2 hours and 35 minutes. I kind of wanted 3 hours.
I mean, if they can, I just want them to wrap the story up nicely. Like, I would like for it to touch on the things I needed to touch on, but also leave room for whatever is coming after. I mean, I don't know if anything's coming after. Here's my thing with the Star Wars stuff. I didn't get tickets because I'm not sure where I'm going to be when it drops because I'm doing some traveling in the December time period. We'll talk about that as that gets closer. But I guess I read that it outsold what Endgame sold?
In the first hour, and like their first hour kind of crashed sites and everything. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of good. But
Go ahead. But then I heard that some people said that they think that it's not like it's a hoax because some of the seats were just like reserved in bulk or something. But I don't know. I don't know. There's all sorts of drama going on.
It's no hoax scenario, anything like that. I'm like, it's Star Wars. People are going to buy tickets. It's the last movie. It's the end of the saga. The actual end of the Skywalker saga. So I'm like, people are going to see it opening night and everything else like that. They're going to get their tickets. It's the
perfect time. How many Force ghosts do you think are going to be in this movie?
Anakin possibly might show up. I'm definitely seeing.
Listen, if Anakin is not in this movie, I'ma have beef. Like, I'm telling you right now. If I don't see me some Anakin Skywalker in this movie, I'ma be upset. Like, I will come away not feeling full. I will probably whatever it is, but if I don't see an Anakin Skywalker in their parts of this movie, I'ma be upset.
I won't be upset if Anakin doesn't show up, but I know we're gonna have Luke.
Well, we hear his voice. Yes, there's definitely gonna be Luke.
He's second billing.
Yeah, he's definitely in the movie.
Yeah, so I'm like.
Well, what do you do? I mean, do you think Leia's gonna die during the movie?
No, I don't think they're gonna kill her.
Interesting. Okay.
Nah, I feel like they're gonna have her set up as like. Well, you know, being in charge of, like, the New Republic or whatever.
I think they're going to kill her.
I don't think they're going to kill her.
I think they're going to kill her, and I think it's going to do something to Ben. Like, it's going to inspire him or despire him some way. I don't know, but I don't think she's going to last the whole movie.
He's getting redeemed.
I mean, I feel like that's the arc. I don't want to speculate too much because I just want to enjoy whatever it is. But I feel like the point is that there has to be balance, and they'll find that balance by not being Jedi or Sith, but being whatever that middle is.
Skywalker.
By being Skywalker, yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly that. Not Jedi or Sith, Skywalker.
Which I am fine with.
Oh, I'm on board. I'm completely on board. I think both Anakin and Luke challenged what people thought about the Force. So, you know, let's bring it all to a head and see what happens.
I know, right? And I get into arguments too many times with people over the concept of, like, when the people look at that last movie of, like, The Last Jedi, and they feel like, oh, Luke went out like a punk or whatever. But I'm like, I'd be like, what do you think he did? He did what his master did. Ben Kenobi did the same thing Luke did.
Same thing. Sacrificing himself
for the new generation to survive and move on.
And still be able to help from the other side.
Exactly. And that's what's going to happen. And, like, we're going to get our flash forward of a year. We're going to have, see them get their resistance thing and everything else going on. And we're going to see what Palpatine's been up to, because...
Why is he back? I want to know. Also, I mean, so you heard the over, the what is it called? The background vocals. What is it called? Anyways, the voiceover, thank you. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know what's wrong with me. I'm sick. And he was like, I've been waiting. Sir, what? What do you mean? What do you mean you've been waiting?
He ain't dead.
But, like, what do you mean? He said it like he set the whole thing up. Like, right. Like he knew. Oh, listen. I have to go back now and watch all nine movies, because Rogue One counts. I mean, I don't know if I'll watch Solo again. I love Solo. I know I'm in the minority there. I'm going to go back and watch all the movies, because what do you mean?
All right, here. Here's how it is. Oh, you've never played the games, have you?
No, I shouldn't have to play the games to understand the story.
No.
I've watched everything there is to watch, though.
All right, well, you know the reason why? Because those games are canon. The
yes.
new game.
Yes, I know.
Battlefront 2 kind of shows you, like, the moment after the... In Battlefront 2, after the Death Star blows up on Endor in Episode 6, Palpatine had a backup plan. Palpatine's backup plan was for basically almost kind of like, it kind of is like the First Order. Like, his backup
plan. Yeah, his backup plan is the First Order. That makes sense, because how did they spin up so quickly?
Because, yeah, he had like, Like you know how he has like his red guards.
Yep.
He had red guard droids that basically cast an image of his face over top, and his voice, and had like his type of commands that he had as a backup plan. So I'm like, Palpatine has backup plans on backup plans on backup plans ever since we first met him, and for him to be someone so cunning and smart. I'm not surprised that they brought him back. I'm not surprised that he survived. I'm not surprised if we find out that he got a clone, or he even kept himself alive long enough by like the same technology he used on Vader, but used it on himself to prolong his life for all these years. And wouldn't he be surprised if that? Because someone's supposed to be in this movie, but they're—I don't know if they're still in it or not. I'm speculating that the actor Matt Smith from Doctor Who might be a young Palpatine, and might be a clone, and he might pop up.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in all of the lore, from the books to the movies to the cartoons to the other genres like video games. There's a lot. Like, I mean, there's a couple of books that I kind of feel like I want to read before December gets here to see if, you know, they'll add to the story. But I mean, I feel like there's a lot in this movie, and I'm just gonna go in and accept whatever they have there.
I really want to see what they're gonna do with this, because even some of the stuff like that little kite, the compass thing that I seen in The Last Jedi, that's from the video game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to see what they do from what they can. I wouldn't even mind if they even did some fucking time travel type stuff, which would be really interesting, because they dove into that in Rebels a little bit.
Yeah.
Something that Palpatine was trying to get, because then if he could manipulate the flow of time and everything else like that, and be kind of everywhere at once. And if he was able to get into that, that could explain why he's back now, why he was able to plan all this stuff. It's very interesting. But I just hope they stick the landing. And all these toxic fans can, like, just go somewhere else. Because I'm like, I don't need y'all negativity. Like you say, don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be awesome. I'm very much looking forward to it. So, December, I don't know. Like, I'm just so upset because I don't know where I'll be when the movie drops. So, I might not be able to see it right when it does, but we'll see. Same thing with Frozen 2, which I'm super excited about, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to see it right when it comes out. This weekend, I did go and see Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil. Oh my God, it was so good. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was just obviously still a family film children's movie, but like it was visually stunning. Angie did her thing. It was good. It was really good. And unfortunately, it's not going to do well in the movie theaters because one, they did not promote it that well. And two, I guess people are still seeing Joker.
Yeah, Joker's making all the money.
I mean, what happened to Gemini Man? yo. What?
That is a 15, that I mean, that is a 25-year-old script. It is a script that was made in the 90s. And I really feel sorry for Ang Lee because I'm like, you just revolutionized.
How did Ang Lee fall off? Ang Lee? Come on, man.
He fell off. This is twice. Because you remember.
Right. He fell. That's what I'm saying. Ang Lee. Like, yo, you used to know if Ang Lee was on the billing, that movie's about to be dope. Now, sir.
I'm not mad at Ang Lee. The script is just horrible.
Like, I got you.
He ain't write it. Like, the movie's visually fine and everything else like that, but he ain't write the thing. He just directed it. It's just that bad. Like, it's that bad of a script.
That's horrible. That's unfortunate because I feel like this is not, like, he's had that happen to him more than once.
I know, but
I want to be like, sir, read the scripts. If the scripts aren't speaking to you, yes. I think he looks at movies, though, from a visual standpoint and not necessarily, I don't know.
Yeah, because the way they did that, I'm like, you basically just digitally recreated Will Smith on screen perfectly. And it's not like, hey, it is 100% digital. That is 100% digital recreation from top to bottom to skin to everything in that movie. So I'm like, that's kind of revolutionary. And it's like, that movie costs a lot of money to make, but that's something that we will definitely use down the line. It'll be like stuff that the Marvel movies might be able to use now. Well, they got all the money in the world, so they might be able to use that for like certain characters they want to bring back. Especially if they try to do like kind of like how you like Disney did in like Rogue One, bringing back Tarkin, doing something like that, but even better quality. Like, that'd be amazing. Like, what if they'd use that if they had that technology and was able to recreate Carrie Fisher?
Yeah.
But like just a few different scenes, put it in there, and we wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope that Aang can get that old thing back. I wasn't gonna see Gemini Man, no way. I thought it was cool that they did the technology, but it wasn't speaking to my mind, so I wasn't gonna see it. But I hope that, I don't know, Will Smith's next movie, I think he's coming out, he's doing a voiceover for animated film that comes out in November or December.
Him and Tom Holland.
I know, Tom Holland is everywhere. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's getting that money.
He definitely is. Every time I turn around, Tom Holland's in this movie, Tom Holland's in that movie. Like, sir, are you gonna take a break?
Nope. Oh, I'm good. Like, as long as he's getting work, he got that. He has the other movie that's out right now that should have came out like 2 years ago called The Current War, but that got like kind of mixed up with the Weinstein stuff, so it got put on the shelf. Yeah, so like when that company was getting sold and everything else like that. So that movie's out currently. He has an animated movie. Then he has the other Pixar one I think he's doing also. So I'm like, he's busy right now, which is good because he's about to start shooting Spider-Man soon. So you got that coming up. Possibly doing a crossover with Venom.
Yeah, that could be interesting. That could be really interesting. Hey, did you see on Netflix that movie with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson?
I want to see that movie.
Marriage Story? That movie looks good. And even though I'm mad at ScarJo at the moment, I mean, she still acts her butt off. So, I mean, I was like, oh, after I finished my binge of Raising Dion, Netflix was like, hey, look what we have here. And I was like, oh, for real?
Wait, is it on there already?
Yup.
Oh, I'm watching it. Because that's it. You know what's funny? It was Jojo Rabbit, and the runner-up movie for like the Toronto Film Festival was that movie, which Scarlett Johansson's in both of them. So I'm like, either way, she won.
This is her year. This her year. I mean, I don't know why she's trying to talk us out of liking her, but this her year.
I'm like, Scarlett Johansson has. She has not offended me at all.
Well, that's you. I disagree. She's made me very upset. And she used to be my absolute favorite, but I need her to go have a seat somewhere. Stop saying things that make me angry, but whatever. I'm going to go see this movie. All right. I'm going to watch this movie because it looked, well, first of all, Adam Driver makes me so happy because him as an actor, he's all in and I love it.
I think I've only seen two episodes of the HBO show he was on, The Girls.
Well, that wouldn't have interested me because it was about white women, wasn't it?
I would have watched it just for him. Also, I think Donald Glover was on season two, so.
So like, yeah, I shouldn't say discover. I mean, he's been around, I guess, but he does a lot of indie films. So, like, you'd have to be really watching other things, you know, not, but I first saw him in Lincoln, I think, was the first time I saw him. And I was like, huh, I like this guy, I think. And then obviously Kylo Ren, well, I fell in love. But he was also in Black Klansman.
Yeah, he was good in that one.
He was very good in that. And he's I'm gonna see Marriage Story because it just looks really well done. So I'm gonna do that.
Yeah. Oh wait, did you see the trailers, both of them?
I saw the trailer for The Marriage Story, yeah.
Yeah, because it's two different trailers. It's one showing from his perspective, then one from her
perspective. Yep, I did. Yep.
So, what else is has been like intriguing for you to watch lately?
Intriguing for me to watch. I'm not normally a binger, so when I do binge, it's a lot. It takes a lot out of me to sit and watch the movie over, you know, sit and watch it all. But I was engrossed, so I did it. I think I did the same thing with Umbrella Academy. I didn't mean to watch the whole thing, but I had to find out what happened. And I think it's part of the genre. Like, when you give me magic or mutants or special powers, I want to know what's happening. And if you give it to me and I don't have to wait till next week, then I'm going to probably watch it. Because it's not the same with, like, dramas. Like, I still haven't seen season 3 of Insecure, but I guess I need to hurry up and do that for season 4 come out.
That ain't coming out till, like, the summer.
Yeah, so I got some time, but I'll go back and watch that. But, like, same thing with, like, American Gods. I want that to come back so bad. I gotta wait so long for that.
They've been adding some cast members, so.
I know. So all the things I want to watch, you asked me, all the things I want to watch aren't out right now. But I have a Netflix account, And as much as Netflix is like, oh, we're going to crack down on people sharing their accounts, I don't use my Netflix account as much as the other people who are on my account use it. So my sister probably watches more Netflix than like any, I don't even understand. She watches a lot of stuff. I should probably check out her list because she probably got some really good ideas about things I should watch. But I don't know. Like, I watched Raising Dion, and then Netflix was like, hey, you've been gone for a while. Here are all these things that you should probably catch up. My recommendations list was ridiculous. But I don't know. Like I said, I'll probably check out Batwoman. And I was thinking of picking up Blackish since I'm, like, eons behind everybody.
Yay.
So I might pick that up, catch that up. But what I've watched this week as I was in and out of my 4-hour sleep cycle, I was watching Tiny Toons, and I was thinking about all of the Disney shows. I know Tiny Toons isn't Disney, I'm just saying. Like, when Disney Plus comes back, I will be so engrossed in all of those old school cartoons. Like, not even joking with you. Like, I cannot wait to watch all of Gargoyles again.
There might be a discussion of actually doing new episodes.
I know. This is one of, listen, Gargoyles was my jam. Like, I was like, what? Intellectual cartoons? Let's go. We're pulling in lore and mythology and Shakespeare, and come on, bring, it spoke to my heart as a child. I was like, this is what I've been wanting, so much so that I read the comic books. I love me some Gargoyles. So November 12th need a hurry up.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
That there will be 732 things for you to choose from on Disney Plus.
Yep.
Do you know how many Netflix has?
Thousands upon thousands.
Over 5,000.
Yeah. But here's the thing. On Netflix, you know what I watch? I watch stuff I've seen before. Like, let me just say, I basically kept Netflix because they had Disney movies. Like, I was watching Pocahontas. I can't even tell you how many. I mean, I can. I can go into my Netflix viewing thing and tell you how many times I watched Pocahontas. Now, it don't make no sense because I own Pocahontas. I own 3 copies of Pocahontas. But, you know, Netflix is just easy to pull up on the phone or laptop or whatever. So I was using Netflix to really watch movies I'd seen before. I also use Netflix for documentaries. Like, I think I've seen every documentary about weed that is on Netflix and Hulu and Amazon because I just like that topic. Mm-hmm. I've also watched every documentary about the royal family, the British royal family and the British monarchy. Like, when I say everyone, I mean like every single one. The only thing I haven't touched in Netflix in a like vast way is their Indian movies or their like movies from other, like, I think I've only dabbled in like British, Mexican and American films and some French. But I'm like, there's so many other things that they could be pushing. And then, I mean, that's the stuff that we get in the US because I don't do that VPN stuff. Because imagine if I did. Yeah. So, yeah, I need to make more of my Netflix subscription.
Yeah, true. And, like, I love, like, and their dub stuff is fine, too. Like, almost everything they have on there, like, they have their own in-house dub studio, so they do all the dubbing for like all their stuff, so it's not bad. Like, they've gotten better over the years.
Yes, no, 100%. Like, the reason Netflix won my heart is because they started to put subtitles before anybody else did. They had subtitles on their streaming, and I was like, thank you, I need this. Like, I don't watch anything, nothing without the subtitles on. Like, the only time subtitles are not on my screen is when I'm watching live television.
I'm just waiting to see, like, more stuff that Netflix has, because...
I need another, what was that show? What was that show that had Kevin Spacey on it? House of Cards.
Ah, yeah, that one. Yep, I need another show like that.
I need another House of Cards. That's what I, because I loved House of Cards. I was like, come on, this is television.
Did you watch the new Paul Rudd show yet?
Oh, okay. So I saw this, and it's probably too scary for me.
What are you talking about?
So he
it's
goes.
It's funny. It's like, a comedy.
It okay. I wasn't laughing. So I went in and I watched the trailer three times. Because the first time I watched the trailer, I was like, is this supposed to be funny? Because I was terrified. And I was like, maybe I'm just in a weird headspace. So I watched the trailer again. And then I read up on like what the movie's supposed to be about. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. But it looks interesting. Living with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks really good. And he's excellent. He's such a good actor. To like be able to play yourself into, I don't know, he's so good. It looks really interesting, but I think I have to be in the right headspace for it. Because can you imagine, like, you think your life sucks and you don't know what to do, like you hate the monotony of it, your marriage sucks, your work life sucks, your friends suck, everything sucks. And then someone tells you about this place, and you go to this place and you wake up theoretically thinking that everything's fine now, but really no, they killed you. Well, not killed you, they cloned you and then buried you, the real you, and now there's this clone of you. And when you go to like back to your house after you've dug yourself out of a grave, I mean, come on, man, you go back and he is living your best life. What, man? Maybe I was thinking about it too deeply when I watched the trailer, because I was like, that would fuck me up.
I know, there's so many things on Netflix. I gotta go back. I'm waiting till like in a couple hours, because I know Dolomite Is My Name comes on tomorrow.
Oh, yes! Yes! Eddie!
I know, and also Arsenio's like stand up comes on this weekend, I think.
Oh, then I got lots to watch. Yeah, no, I can't.
That trailer did not for me.
You didn't like it?
That trailer had no jokes. I was kind of like, oh, this is kind of rare. Like, you put out a stand up comedy trailer, and there's no jokes in it.
Who, Arsenio's?
Yeah, I didn't laugh.
I need you to go into Arsenio's with a clean hat, because I think you are.
What? Hello? Yes. She, wow. I don't know what happened right there. Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
What's the last thing you heard me say?
You was trying to go off on me about Arsenio.
I was not trying to go off on you. I was just saying, I think you need to keep an open mind.
I'll watch it, but that trailer ain't do nothing for me. I was like, is this supposed to be funny?
Wow. Yes. I haven't seen the trailer, so I'll check it out, but I think you have you are predisposed to not like it. I need you to go in with a clean slate and just absorb. I think it'll be fine, but I'll watch the trailer and see what you're alluding to.
I'm just worried, because I'm like, hey, I'm worried about, like, this movie is going to tell me what kind of headspace Eddie's in right now.
I don't know if you need to put that much weight on it. Like, I feel like you need to relax.
No, because Eddie's already out here saying he's going on tour. He's going to do a stand-up special. He got that Netflix deal coming. So that's all I need to see. I just need to know what kind of headspace he in? Because he's doing this.
But I mean, they're not the same thing. Dolemite's not the same as his stand-up. Not the same as Coming to America. Like, they're different movies. I mean, I don't know. If you going in expecting to see the same Eddie Murphy you saw in 1980, I'm sorry, but he's not.
No, I'm not trying to look for that, Eddie. But I wanted to see
Eddie still got it. Didn't you watch Comedians Getting Coffee and Cores?
That was only a little bit.
But I'm still, just, I don't know. That was enough for me to be like, yup, come on back, baby. Come on back.
When's the last time Eddie was funny in a movie?
I laughed a little bit in Dreamgirls.
That's 2006.
I mean, when's the last time Eddie Murphy was in a movie?
2016.
No.
Church. Then remember he did those movies? It was like 1,000 words. A movie where Eddie Murphy can't speak?
I mean, so all right, are you only looking for him to be funny? Because the man can also act in other ways.
Mr. Church is a drama.
Okay. So what's wrong with that?
It was not good. He's trying to be a
black citizen. It was not good, but yet he was nominated for an award. And won two. Okay, whatever.
What? Won what?
He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
In what?
In the Satellite Awards. For Mr. Church. I didn't see Mr. Church, so I can't even, I don't know. He was nominated for, never mind. 1,000 words was not good. But the last time I saw Eddie Murphy, well, not saw Eddie Murphy. The last things I know for Eddie Murphy are all the Shrek stuff. And I love all the Shrek stuff, so I don't have a problem.
I just need to see if Eddie still got it. And Eddie still got it. I'll be pleased to see his stand up when it comes out.
I mean, I think Eddie would be fine. I'm
more worried about Arsenio because I'm like,
you can't leave Arsenio alone.
What?
I will not stand for the negative viewpoints or thoughts about my cherished Arsenio Hall. Will not stand for it.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. All right. So you're gonna watch the rest of Raising Dion, or are you good?
I'll watch the rest of Raising Dion, and
you don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to. I can come in here next week and tell everybody about what it is. But it would be nice to have a conversation with you about what it is.
I'm more of a completionist. That's why. So I just have to.
Okay. So, regardless of who they put in the next Fast and Furious movies, you're going to watch it. So, you're going to enjoy all of Cardi B.
That's fine. I want Cardi B there. It's fine. It's not like they haven't put music artists in these movies. I mean, like...
Bow Wow does not count.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the two Spanish guys from Fast and Furious 4 and 5. Like, they're music artists.
Yes, but they were good.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, hey, she doesn't have to be in a big part. She'll be in a small part. That's it.
She gonna, what you mean? She about to be his cousin. She going to be all up in the movie.
She could be like Rita Ora, who was just in there for a minute.
Or was it Ronda Rousey? beating up that chick who need to, another one who need to shut up sometimes.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes, like Michelle, go sit somewhere. Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? And I really got to go because I can't breathe out of my nose. But what was the other drama that happened with the mixed girl? What's her name? The girl who does the voice for Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah, Gina causing all that trouble because she was singing along to Lauryn Hill and use the N-word. And then people would drag Cardi into it because they were like, well, what's the difference between Cardi and her? And I was like, there's a lot.
I'm more like, I'm around Spanish people a lot. They say nigga. So
I don't think they should, but, you know, that's a whole other thing. I don't use the word that often. And I sing it when it's in a song sometimes, however. But I don't think that, whatever. I don't know. The whole conversation around Afro-Latinx and who belongs and who doesn't belong just speaks to, like, the disparity in our communities and the separation that we add to ourselves for who knows what reason.
Mm. Oh. You like Cats, right? The musical, yeah.
Okay. The animal is a musical.
Musical.
I like both of them. Yes, I do.
You know what's the name? Just they put a new song in there, right?
For Cats. No, they wrote a new song for Cats?
Oh, Taylor Swift did. And he's in the movie.
I thought I told you I was sick and that I didn't feel well and that I wanted to have a good rest of the night. Why would you tell me such nonsense? The story is already ruined because she's in it. And now you're telling me they've had her write a song?
A brand new song. Did they have
Jennifer write a new song? Because Jennifer is who should have wrote a new song.
Sorry, but yeah, she wrote a new song. And
is it in the movie or is it in the soundtrack?
It's going to be in the movie.
Are you sure?
It's Taylor Swift. You know it's going to be in that movie and you're going to be upset.
No, it better not be in the movie because that don't make sense. And then, I mean, I don't know. Beyonce wrote a song and she also put it in the movie for Lion King. And that made me mad. Oh, well. Thanks, Rashawn. I was going to have a nice night. And now you got me mad at this little girl.
You know what? I'll cheer you up next week when I see you, so.
Is that, what do you mean?
Oh, Comic-Con's next week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Forgot about that.
Oh, you forgot about Comic-Con? Oh.
I did.
Yeah. Well,
We'll talk. Yeah. Alrighty. It has been a pleasure.
It has been awesome as well, but you're sick. You need to get better, which is good, because I'm glad you got sick now instead of later on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully you'll get better in the next few days. Get some rest, take some medicine, maybe get some sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to try that sleep thing. All right, you have a good one.
You as well. Bye.
Bye.